Lots going on today when it comes to whether there will be another presidential debate before the election. There was supposed to be a town hall style event in Miami next week, but the Commission on Presidential Debates opted to go for a virtual format since President Trump is infected with COVID-19. Earlier today, Trump said he'd skip that debate. And now Trump's campaign has called for it to be postponed. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now with the latest on all of this. Tam, now the campaign wants the remaining debates, there's supposed to be two more, to happen later in the month, one on the 22nd, another on the 29th. What's going on?
I believe we've been through 12 news cycles about this debate today. I think that's what's going on. Clearly what's happening here is the Trump campaign does actually want to have the last two debates. However, they don't like the idea of a virtual format and consider the virtual format to be designed to hurt President Trump. In part, President Trump said when he was talking about it earlier today on Fox Business, well, they could just cut my mic off. And in the last debate, interrupting was a big part of his debate strategy, mm-hmm. something that doesn't translate as well over Zoom or whatever the virtual format would be.
So the Biden campaign is rejecting the idea of having a third presidential debate on the 29th of October, which, by the way, would be just days before Election Day. But they said that they would participate in a postponed debate on the 22nd. Tell us more about what they're saying.
Yeah. And let's just say that Election Day is like the end of this process. Already 6 million people have voted. People are voting as we speak. So what the Biden campaign is saying is that they already agreed on these dates and that President Trump chose to pull out of the debate on the 15th. I mean, the format was changed to virtual, so that's why he pulled out. But, quote, Trump's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar and pick new dates of his choosing. So there is a lot of back and forth on this. The final twist that we're waiting to hear from, we're still waiting to hear from the debate commission what they think of this back and forth between the campaigns. Last we've heard from them, they just want a debate on the 15th to be virtual.
I would imagine, though, that the Trump campaign would want the debate more than the Biden campaign just because they're down in most of the polls. And anything like a debate where a lot of people are watching would be, give them an opportunity to turn things around.
Yeah, debates are one of the few opportunities at this point in a presidential campaign to really change the trajectory, potentially. And President Trump definitely needs to change the trajectory. The last debate did not do what he and his campaign hoped it would do. In fact, it seemed to cement Biden's lead or maybe even widen it ever so slightly in national polls and in a polling average. The Trump campaign needs something. It needs something to shake it up. And the president thus far has been sidelined for about a week and a half because it's only been a week, hasn't it?
Well, you say that we've gone through 12 news cycles. Let's not forget there was a vice presidential debate last night. I just want to ask you briefly about that and listen to a little bit of tape from it. Senator Kamala Harris laid into Vice President Pence about his leadership on the coronavirus task force. Listen.
The American people have had to sacrifice far too much because of the incompetence of this administration. It is asking too much of the people.
Susan, we talked about this.
It is asking too much of the people.
And then Pence defended the pandemic response and pointed fingers at the Obama-Biden administration for the handling of the 2009 swine flu epidemic.
When Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, not 7.5 million people contracted the swine flu. 60 million Americans contracted the swine flu.
Tam, briefly, just tell us more about that. And do you think that yesterday's debate made a difference?
Yeah, you know, the Trump campaign and President Trump have been talking about the swine flu a lot since well before the coronavirus pandemic was as bad as it was. And the comparison is very much apples to oranges. The swine flu was far less deadly than the coronavirus, which is why it didn't receive as much of a full court press response to try to prevent its spread in the population, though Pence's numbers are accurate. In terms of the debate changing anything, it doesn't seem like it will. They both put in strong performances. Pence is definitely a very strong debater, but they're running for vice president. And as I said earlier, we've been through 12 news cycles since this debate happened.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.